voice of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
Madam President, I would like to say a word as well about one or two other issues.
I was terrified. I left work crying. Terrified. Where's my
victim? I don't have all of the evidence there, Glenn, so I don't...
Mr. President, you said you've spoken with the Georgian NOC officials.
The potential consequences will be devastating.
An ice cream vendor.
I am a monster.
He's huge.
World-famous Phil Hendrick Show to 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, man. And you will hear, you want to know, you're going to hear stuff today on the Glenn Hannity and, Rick Cooper show. You heard it 6-8 months ago on this show. This show also, the Alice in Wonderland, Through the Looking Glass show of talk radio, man, we tell you the truth here. Oh, yeah, we give it to you in a way that you would not expect. And if you think you got this show figured out by listening to one, two, or three of them, forget it. Because you listen to one of our shows, and, and then you'll hear somebody at work saying, have you heard the Phil Hendrick show? This guy is a freaking riot. I think that's the guy that had on the guy, yeah. And then suddenly you realize, well... No offense, how dumb you are. Okay. Joe Biden tries to give Obama credit for the achievements in Iraq. And to discuss the story, we have our guest Jeff Dowder to be with us here in just a moment. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's listen first, though, before we get over to that. Wait a second, man. Was Biden in last night's audio or tonight's audio? I think I blew it. No, here it is. No, I don't have it. All right. What I wanted to do is listen to the Joe Biden comments from a few days ago when he was on the Larry King show. And in those comments, he was said basically that he, believed that Iraq was going to be the greatest achievement of the Obama administration. Now, of course, it had a whole lot of people scratching their you-know-what and what do you talk about? But let's listen to this now. And you can scratch yours and see if...
I am very optimistic about Iraq. I think it's going to be one of the great achievements of this administration. You're going to see 90,000 American troops come marching home by the end of the summer. You're going to see a stable government in Iraq that is actually moving toward a representative government. I've been there 17 times now. I go about every... 2 months, 3 months.
It's costing me a lot of money, Joe.
Every one of the major players in all the segments of that society.
Isn't that nice?
It's impressed me. I've been impressed how they have been deciding to use the political process rather than guns to settle their differences.
So, in other words, what he tried to do is he almost as if he heard the mistake he was making, and he kind of rolled back on that. Here is... Robert Gibbs speaking along the same lines.
Vice President last night said that Iraq could end up being one of the president's great achievements. Mm-hmm. Given that the vice president was in favor of a partial partition of the country and the president opposed the surge that helped stabilize it, how is that one of the president's great achievements?
Well, putting what was broken back together and getting our troops home, which we intend to do in August of this year.
The status of the forced agreement to bring troops home was signed before the president took office.
Something I think that the political pressure that the president, as a then candidate, helped to bring about.
Really kind of a weird series of statements there by Gibbs, whose White House has said they want bipartisanship, and then he can't even break away from the partisan message long enough to say, well, that's a good point. And also, of course, it was President Bush's administration that encouraged the surge that we were against. But, hey, it's both President Bush and President Obama who together are going to make this a success story in Iraq. He couldn't even do that. And that's why, Mr. President, if you happen to be listening tonight, and I'm sure you are, that's why there's a problem with the message of bipartisanship. It isn't you. But when you've still got clowns like Gibbs with a job, what? I don't understand that. Why does he still have a job, man? You could get other, why does Rahm Emanuel have a job? Why do half of the guys, why is Nancy Pelosi still in charge of the Democrats in the House? I know it's the House of Representatives, but you could have a few people killed. I'm kidding. Boy! All right, I'm just joking around. Let's bring on our guest, though, this evening.
I'm very optimistic.
You shut that up. Let's bring our guest on now. This evening is Jeff Dowder. Jeff is with U.S. out of Iraq. Jeff, I'm kidding around here. The fact is, you have a story to tell. You agree with the vice president. And I know we've had our say on this show. So tell me why you think the vice president's right.
Well, Phil, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your program. And I do appreciate it. The vice president Biden, I think, is right on the money. Because, look, the Iraq war move, the anti-Iraq war movement that I was very much a part of and that so many other people were a part of to try and stop this war, obviously we were not successful. I don't think I'm saying anything that people don't understand, you know. I know we want to stop the war. We were not able to. I know we wanted to get the troops home a lot sooner than now, and we were not able to. Bush had his surge, and that was opposed, I think, very bravely by President Obama, Vice President Biden. I don't know where he stood on that. So all in all, as a part of the anti-war movement in this country, we were not given, I think, our moment in the sun. And I think what President or Vice President Biden is saying, it's really only right that we get a piece of this. And so by giving President Obama a piece of the win in Iraq, it also gives a piece of the win over to the anti-war movement in this country. Otherwise, we're here, we're sort of standing here, looked at by people as if we took the wrong side in this thing, and I think we need a piece of it, you know.
If you don't mind me interrupting you, you need a piece of what? You need a piece of something that you were opposed to?
Well, no, it's not that. I mean, we're not opposed to Iraq. We were opposed to the war. And you've
already said that the war didn't stop.
If you let me finish for a second here. We were opposed to the war, and all anti-war people were opposed to the war, obviously. And yet the war didn't end, and the Democrats in Congress couldn't get the war to end, and the demonstrations that we had couldn't get the war to end, and just nothing happened that we could get. I'm a little bit nervous right now.
No, you're doing fine. So your efforts to end the war in Iraq were not successful.
They were not successful. So the vice president, and by the way, when I say that, I'm not saying that to say, oh, wow, we got our butts kicked or anything. I mean, we're right, and the war is bad and was bad. But now that we have President Obama, we can say it was, we're glad for what's going on.
And meaning if it was still President Bush, you would say even with peace in Iraq, it's a bad thing.
Well, I don't want to admit to that because you're trying to twist my words and make it sound like I'm a hypocrite or something.
No, you said that now that you have President Obama as president, correct?
Yeah, now that President Obama is president, we have a progressive president, or at least a Democratic president, a liberal president. I feel confident, and I know that many of my colleagues in the anti-war movement feel confident in saying, this is an achievement for the anti-war movement as well as President Obama. It's an achievement for everybody, pro-war, anti-war, even people that didn't even know there was a war going on. I mean, I think we need to give everybody credit because that helps heal the wounds. And we're living in a post-competitive society. We're living in a society where everyone gets credit. I took my son to a Little League game.
Oh, hold the phone here, man, now, because you're spreading it out there. You're saying that everybody gets credit for the Iraq war coming seemingly to a successful conclusion, and that's just not the way that I see this. I don't think this is the way anybody sees this.
Well, wait a minute, mister. I took my son to a Little League game, or a T-ball game, I should say, and they don't even keep score. Everyone wins. And
that's for children, Mr. Dowder. That's not for adults, and that certainly isn't how the scores are kept in the real world.
The real world that I'm living in, Mr. Henry, is that the anti-Iraq war movement was successful.
But you just admitted that no, it wasn't, that you did not get the troops pulled out when you wanted to, that you did not get the troops home when you wanted to, that in point of fact, you were so unsuccessful, there was a troop surge, and not only was there a troop surge, the very surge that you opposed was successful. So now you're saying because you guys had your as you put it, butts kicked, you need some credit. You need some achievement. You need to share in the win.
I think that it is only fair, and I think the American people, I think you're all alone on this. I think the American people think it's only fair that Cindy Sheehan, myself, Medea Benjamin, Bub Francis, Ed Begley Jr., Sean Penn, you name whoever, Tim Robbins, all of the major players in the anti-war movement in this country, I think it's only fair that we now are allowed to have our achievement, and you can do that by saying that Iraq is a great achievement of President Obama. Okay? If you say it's only the achievement of President Bush, that robs us, the anti-war movement, of getting some kind of congratulations for success.
But what if you don't do what you say you're going to do? And is this the T-ball analogy? In other words, that everybody wins?
No, Mr. Henry. This is the justice analogy. It's only I'm looking for justice. I'm looking for justice for myself. I'm looking for justice for Ms. Sheehan and everybody that worked against the war.
You're looking for justice. Justice is the following.
No, justice is allowing us to have a piece of the win in Iraq and allow President Obama to have the win in Iraq.
No, justice would be this. Justice is, gee, I'm sorry, you guys were wrong, and history is going in a different direction. You thought it was going this way, and history is going in another direction.
No, it's not. It's not. Everything you just said is wrong.
Well, just saying it doesn't make it so.
No, everything you just said is wrong, and you'll know that. When people give President Obama credit for the war, for the achievements of Iraq, and they'll say also thank you to the anti-Iraq war people because they tried to stop the war. They didn't, and it was successful in Iraq, but still, what if it had been a disaster? Thank goodness they were there.
Well, you're doing a whole lot of twists and flips, man.
No, I'm not doing any twists and flips. No, I'm not doing any twists and flips.
You're doing a lot of twists and flips to get that philosophy out there. Anyway, should President Obama get credit for the war in Iraq instead of Bush? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your call's next. We're talking with Jeff Dowder from U.S. Out of Iraq and Anti-War Group. Let me ask something, Jeff, before we break. Should President Bush get any credit?
President Bush almost destroyed this country and everyone in it. No, he should not. President Bush took us down a destructive path. President Obama's going to bring us out of it.
Okay, that's what I kind of thought you'd say, but I just want to make sure. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Jeff Dowder on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Can I get an autographed CD after the show, Phil?
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back. We have Jeff Dowder. Jeff's with U.S. Out of Iraq, an anti-war group quite active during the headier times, I guess, of the anti-Iraq war movement in this country and during the more violent phase of the Iraq war. Now that this war appears to be drawing to a successful conclusion, at least in terms of the Iraqi people taking over their own destiny, Mr. Dowder, you are saying that what Vice President Biden said, maybe we ought to play those comments again, but Vice President Biden said that it'll be one of the great achievements of the Obama administration.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Not the Bush administration.
You know, a lot of people are talking about Bush. I mean, Bush, okay, he got us into a war that we should never have gotten into, okay? And now that we're finally ending it, Obama should get credit, and we should get credit, even though Saddam Hussein's not in there anymore. I mean, a successful war would be that, and I don't mean that I like Saddam Hussein, but I mean, face it, it would have been better if Saddam Hussein was still there. But he's not. But we still feel we should get credit for the fact that the war's coming to an end.
And why is that, though? I don't understand. Saddam Hussein is not there. You think he still should be there because that would have meant the war never started. Why do you get credit?
Because I think it's only fair. I mean, ask your audience. Your audience knows it's only fair. Why are we cut out of getting credit, and why is Obama cut out of getting credit when we should get credit? I mean,
like I said, this is like the T-ball thing. that you just said, you know, nobody gets, there's no scoring, everybody wins.
Mr. Henry, maybe you'd understand, you know, a lot of years of competition have warped our children. And yeah, I'm saying everybody should win. Why does Bush only get credit for it? Why not Obama?
Because Obama opposed the war. Obama opposed the surge. Obama can't even bring himself to say the word, let's win the war. He's talking to soldiers, for God's sake. He can't even bring himself to say the word win, and then he wonders why those soldiers maybe gave him a round of applause once. You understand?
Well, it doesn't make any difference what soldiers give him a round of applause. What's that about? They don't matter.
Oh, no, they don't matter. They don't matter at all, man, except for the ones that die, and then, of course, you guys stick their faces on your websites. And
well, you know what, Mr. Henry, and you, what do you do for them? You don't do anything for them.
Okay, well, at least I'm not using their pictures on my website to say, oh, isn't this too bad? Some soldiers died. Let me go see if I can't find some more pictures of them. Here is Robbie in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're on the air with Jeff Dowder from U.S. Out of Iraq. Go ahead, sir.
Well, let me tell you, I get so sick of hearing all these anti-war people talk about how we should have never gone there and everything like that because they really have no concept of the situation that was actually occurring in Iraq. You know, you have people who are being tortured regularly for no reason whatsoever.
Are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm on the
cell phone, ahead.
Though. You need me to speak up?
Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind, because you're really distant.
All right. So what I'm saying
I'd like
is,
to say a couple of things if I could.
Let this man finish.
Hang on a second. Let me finish, please. Let me finish.
Why don't we get this beat to have credit?
Let this man finish talking.
This is obviously someone highly intelligent that you can sit here and have a constant, a logical debate with. Anyway, what I'm saying is I get so tired of all the anti-war stuff because
what you talk about?
There was mass genocide and human and torture for no reason whatsoever. And, I mean, I read about this third-grade girl who said she wishes that Saddam Hussein was not the leader of Iraq. Guess what? They raped all the women in her family and killed all the men. And it's the same thing like Hitler.
We waterboarded a gun and everything like that.
The worst thing about Hitler wasn't necessarily everything that he did. It's the fact that everybody stood back and let it happen. Everybody just sits back and says, oh, well, this isn't our problem. We're not going to do anything about it. And they let
Obama,
all this stuff continue.
Why can't I get credit for it? Why can't me and Obama, or not me and Obama, but why can't we get credit for the war ending?
Because you guys didn't
You can't get credit for the war ending is because you never wanted the war to begin with. You wanted these people to stay over there and continue to be tortured and raped and murdered. That's what you're voting for. If you say, I don't want the war in Iraq, then you're saying, I would like for Saddam Hussein to continue torturing and murdering innocent citizens. That's exactly what you're saying.
Now I'm glad they're not being raped. But yeah, you're right. This guy thinks he won.
Well, he pretty much wrapped it up. That's what it was, Jeff. You didn't want us to go to war.
Right there. You're either anti-war or you're anti-torture.
We waterboarded everybody. What about that?
Oh, get out of here with that. What a waterboard. Raping women in front of their husbands?
First of all, waterboarding a guy.
Second of all, you're comparing people who are suspected terrorists, trying to obtain information to them to save American citizens' lives, and you're comparing that to torturing private citizens.
It's only fair that we be allowed to take some credit now that Bush is gone.
Oh boy, man! I got to take a break here, Robbie. I appreciate your call very much, though. 877-876-PHIL. You are going on and on and on here about it's only fair.
It's Mr. Henry. Let me explain something to you, okay? And to the gentleman that I had just had the conversation with. Okay. I didn't want us to invade, and so I would want Saddam Hussein to still be there, but also I would like to see some proof that he raped, not him, but that he raped. I forget what they said. He raped, like, his son or so. I forget what the man said.
No, he didn't say that. He said there's a horrible abuses like rape of women in front of their husbands.
Okay. If that guy's saying that I want to see that, no, I don't. But with Saddam still there, yeah, it would. But now that he's gone, it's only fair that President Obama does get credit for him being gone. I know he didn't want him to be gone. That's all I'm saying.
You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I'll give Obama credit even though he didn't want us to be there in the first place.
I don't think you understand what's going on here.
No, I don't think you do, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Jeff Dowder from U.S. out of Iraq.
If you're saying
Phil,
that
hold on.
If you're saying that Obama, that Saddam Obama...
This is the Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, and our website, philhenryshow.com. With us is Jeff Dowder from U.S. out of Iraq, talking about the claims by Vice President Joe Biden that Iraq would be one of President Obama's greatest achievements. You see nothing wrong with those comments at all, correct, Jeff?
Let me just backtrack, if I could, Mr. Henry.
And then we want to take some phone calls, okay?
That's fine. I mean, I'm happy to take phone calls. But as everybody knows, and this is something that never gets brought up enough as far as I'm concerned, but everyone knows that Iraq was fine before Bush got involved. I mean, you're telling me about Saddam Hussein. Okay, that's fine. But I don't know that that's anybody's business or how they did it. And so when the Iraq war came around, okay, and the U.S. had invaded Iraq, and they took Saddam Hussein out, and they started talking about how he had tortured up everybody, and he had tortured, you know, just taken kids and tortured them and everything. That was, as everyone knows, the claims manufactured by the Zionist media. And
oh, get out of here with the Zionist media!
Well, Mr. Remy, you know you're part of the Zionist media because.
I'm part of the Zionist. I'm a part of the Jewish-controlled media. Does that mean that I'm Jewish?
No, but you work for the Zionist media. I didn't even say Jewish. I'm just saying the Zionist media.
Sir, everybody knows the word Zionist is code. If you want some code, you know everybody's talking about code. The word Zionist is code used by anti-Semites. So anybody, white, black, pink, that uses the word Zionist is anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish. And you guys probably sit around using the word, well, I don't want to say.
Oh, okay. So I'm protesting the war in Iraq, and you think I'm some kind of person that likes Hitler? That doesn't make no sense at all. I'm opposed to killing, but I'm saying it would be fair if you gave me and U.S. out of Iraq and other anti-war groups and President Obama, it would only be fair if we got credit for it.
No, I don't think that you. I don't think you love Hitler at all. But Saddam Hussein, well, that's a different story.
What's that supposed to mean?
Saddam Hussein, you said to me you'd be happy if he was still there, but since he isn't, you want credit for getting rid of him.
Okay, Mr. Henry, you're all into competition. And
hold on, I got to take some phone calls. I can't get into another T-ball discussion with you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show in San Antonio. Go ahead, John. You're on with Jeff Dowder.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Hi, it's not a T-ball and allergy.
Go ahead, John.
You live in an alternate universe. You can take as much credit for winning the war in Iraq or for Obama winning the war in Iraq as much as I can take credit for the Saints winning the freaking Super Bowl. Okay? The only reason the war in Iraq has been won is because... just listen to my point. The reason that Iraq was won was because George Bush didn't listen to idiots like you. Plain and simple. He didn't listen to people like you. He went ahead and he did the surge against every liberal who said, oh, he's going to fail, he's going to fail, he's going to fail. No, there was no failure. There was only victory. That was why we won the war in Iraq. It has absolutely nothing to do with people like you. It's people like you that get soldiers like me killed. It's people like you that get soldiers like me killed. Plain and simple.
Well, you're not killed. You're talking on a phone. Wow. How do you figure you're killed?
It's people like you.
Oh, he's using a term.
Like
he's
killed.
You're not dead, are you?
You are a Saddam Hussein sympathizer. Plain and simple.
Are you dead?
Look, I'm sorry?
Why are you saying that I First of all, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand.
The war in Iraq.
First
of all, the surge didn't work. The surge didn't work.
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding? You live in an absolute alternate universe. Black is white, and upside is right side up to you.
We want justice. Is all we're asking for.
Oh, you want justice? Right. Well, how about justice for the however many Iraqis live there that have been raped and tortured countless times by a thug and a tyrant?
What about the ones that George Bush waterboarded? What about the ones that George Bush waterboarded?
You know what, man? I could care less about them. You can take those guys and flush them down a toilet for all I care.
I'm talking to the soldier. I'm talking to the soldier. What about the water? And you know that the surge didn't work. The reason why we won in Iraq is because the sheiks got paid money.
Oh, will you get out of here, man? What is it with you, man? You get all your information from Daily Kos.
Everybody knows conspiracy theorist. That is all you are. You are an idiotic conspiracy theorist.
What?
You need to get your facts straight because you don't know crap.
You know something, man? Okay. Okay, Saddam Hussein.
Good for you. What are you talking about, man? That's all you are. You're just another liberal hack.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. You support everything that Obama does, and Obama hasn't done anything but destroy this country. He is taking this country so fast into a wall, it's not even funny.
Yeah, right, man. Obama's destroyed this country how, man? He's put jobs back on the street.
Oh, he's
got
not
the
put
TARP
jobs
money
back
going.
On the market.
He gave money back to the bank.
We are 9.7% unemployment because of this clown.
He wants to spend money left and right.
Not that the Republicans did too much better.
You know why there's more unemployment? Because President Obama ended the war in Iraq and the soldiers are coming home. And there's not enough jobs.
He's carrying on the same things that Bush was doing. Obama is doing the exact same things that George Bush was doing because they work. But you won't admit that because you're a liberal hack.
You know, you're a soldier, so you've got a dog in this fight, okay?
Yeah, I do have a dog in this fight.
You got a dog, you know, and the Zionists...
Like I said, if people
want
you to get killed...
The Zionist media lied to you. They lied to you. The Zionist media lied to you.
Bush is an idiot
because he flunked out of Princeton or wherever he went.
You know what, Jeff, you don't even know where Bush went to school.
Who controls the media in this country? MSNBC.
All right, thank you very much for your call, sir. Thanks a lot, John. Good. 877-876-PHIL. Where did he go to school?
Who?
Where did George Bush go to school?
That's not the point, Mr. Henry. The point is that when President Obama brought home the soldiers, unemployment went up because there were more soldiers that were coming home. And
what do you mean brought home the soldiers? He ain't brought no soldiers home yet, man. Are you telling me that's why we got a 10% unemployment?
Oh, yeah. You just said 7%. You just said 7%.
I was going to say 9.7.
Too late, man. You said 7. So you're not very informed on it neither, are you?
You know what, dude? Let me just take a phone. 877-876-PHIL. Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Charlie, with Jeff Dowder from U.S. out of Iraq.
All right, thank you.
What school do you go to, man?
I'll tell you what. You're wanting credit. You and Obama are wanting credit. You don't deserve any credit
for
running this country in the damn ground. That's all you're going to get credit for. No, let me tell you about fair. Competition is good for our country, and you're crying about you want to get credit. All the T-ball players, no one keeps score. Man, if no one keeps score, why would this country be doing? Competition is good for this country,
Have you ever been to a T-ball game? The kids learn more if they don't have to play against each other.
Kids are kids.
I understand that, but you're talking about you wanting credit for something you don't get. You don't deserve any credit for except for being a dumbass.
They do it in T-ball, and they do it also in junior basketball, where nobody keeps score. And the point I'm trying to make is everybody should have this win.
Oh, yeah, sure, man. Now that everything's going a little bit better, you want the win, huh? When you were had Bush up there like Hitler.
I've done research on that, Mr. Henry. I've never seen one picture.
Yeah, for someone who rolls up,
I ain't seen one picture of Bush looking like Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, you ain't done any research. All I got to do is put Bush and Hitler into a search engine and hit images. 58 of them come up. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, this guy wants Hussein to be
people
still in their country. I tell you what, you want people to be miserable and like this, the previous caller talked about, their wives being raped right there in front of their husbands, and waterboarded deserve to be waterboarded. They're trying to kill our own people, not our priests was trying to kill you. You just don't know anything. I've got to go.
Bush got treated with total respect by the anti-war movement, and what did he do? He turned around and waterboarded everybody. And there's word, there's information that Cindy Sheehan got waterboarded too. And we're still checking it out.
Oh, will you please do a cup of coffee, something to bring you down, man? Because you are so high.
High on what?
Cindy Sheehan got waterboarded. That's a hot one. If she did, she did it voluntarily.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, look at, man, there are journalists all over this country voluntarily. Are you going to tell me that Stephen Colbert got waterboarded, too?
Yeah,
voluntarily.
You guys
I tell you what, I got to go.
You're idiots. You guys are idiots. You know what, man? Both of you guys are idiots.
Okay, Grandpa McCoy. God.
What's that mean?
Are you kidding me? 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Lee in Topeka, Kansas. Go ahead, Lee.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine, sir.
Good, good. Thanks for taking the call. I was calling you in about this greatest achievement of this administration. A couple of things I'd like to say. One of them is I don't believe the credit for the success in the Iraq War goes to former President Bush or current President Obama. I think it goes to Secretary Gates, General Petraeus.
Would you be quiet?
And all our fine men and women in our armed forces. The president is merely just someone that signs off on these actions. It's our men and women that do the job, that get it done. They're the ones that deserve the real credit.
Did you give credit to General Petraeus?
Hey, don't use that Petraeus stuff, man. I'm telling you right now, don't do that, okay? Because that's what those scumbags over at MoveOn did.
Scumbags?
Go ahead, man.
It's not General Petraeus, or President Obama wouldn't have put him in control of Central Command. General Petraeus is a smart guy that did a good job.
He got forced into that. He got forced into it because he's black and he was taking orders from white guys.
Are you? You know what, man? You are. You're the dumbest guy I've ever had on this show.
Who, this guy?
No, you!
The other reason Joe Biden said what he did was because every other thing that this administration has tried has failed. If he would have passed the stimulus package, unemployment wasn't supposed to go above 8%, and here it is over 10%. Now we're talking about a jobs bill that...
What's that got to do with anything? I'm talking about we all we're asking for is justice, so that the anti-war movement is given credit for ending the war.
You want to talk about justice? Justice is whenever a president comes out.
No
and says,
blood for oil. That's my thing. My point is no blood for oil.
Oh God.
I don't know if you have a point, because it goes from you want peace and you want justice to we want fairness, and then it's back over to we just want part of a win, and then it's General betrayed us and we didn't actually do anything. You're running around in a circle chasing your own tail because you don't know what point you want to try and make. The point is, the men and women in our country have fought hard to make sure that idiots like you could stand up and say what you say, despite the fact that there's no logical conclusion to arrive at with the points that you're making. I think that you owe every man and woman that serves our military and serves this country well an apology for the crap that you're saying about them.
Thank you for fighting for this country, because even though I don't like her, it gives me the freedom to look at the pair on Ann Coulter that I am right now. And I'll tell you something.
Oh, why don't you grow up, okay?
No, I'm telling you right now, it's what I believe. But if this guy is saying that General Petraeus,
if you use that word one more time, I'm hanging the phone up, okay?
I don't think the military ever did anything for me, but I do thank them. But the failure of this this administration to not give me justice, you know, they should say the anti-war movement, yeah, okay, they did support the surge when it finally was inevitable what it was going to happen.
No, the anti-war movement never supported the surge. The anti-war movement never supported one military operation anywhere in Iraq or in Afghanistan, if you want to really be honest about it.
When the surge was going to happen and we knew there was no way that we could stop it, then we said, yeah, do it.
Bull crap, man. You never said anything of the sort. Take another call here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Matthew in San Diego. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jeff Dowder. Matthew, go ahead.
Thanks for having me on, Phil. Jeff,
yes,
whatever meds you're on, you need to up the dosage, brother.
Why?
I served 3 tours over there in Iraq. That's 36 months. 36 months,
yeah.
Okay? And
okay,
you need to take some lessons again because, let me tell you something, one of the most important lessons in life.
Were you in the surge? Did you go in the surge?
I'm a United States Marine, okay?
Okay.
And let me tell you something.
Okay, so you weren't even in the surge. You weren't even in the surge.
Will you shut up and let this guy talk?
You just...
What about...
You need to learn your lesson, okay? Look, you guys did what you did. You took the rights that the military personnel have given you. They gave you the right to actually speak your piece. But you did nothing. You caused more pain than you did any good, okay? One of the most important lessons in life is how to deal with failure. Because when you learn how to deal with failure, you actually
When we go to the T-ball games, if you go to a T-ball game, you don't have to do that because they don't keep score. And all I'm trying to say is...
I have a son, and we actually don't play in the rec league. We actually play in a league where they do keep score. Because I want my
son... going to destroy... Your son will be destroyed by that.
Oh, yeah. Keeping score.
My son will not be destroyed by that. You know what? My son is going to understand what it takes
to be successful. Okay, I got to ask you a question. It's really serious. Was you at Haditha?
Okay.
No, I need to know. Can I give out my blog? It's called Who Really Killed John Lennon?
Get out of here before... Thank you very much, Matthew, for your call. World famous Phil Henry Show. Sorry about that, folks.
What happened?
Who Really Killed John... 877-876-PHIL. Back with the stories we couldn't get to.
Phil Henry.
Yeah, so what?
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, time to go to the stories we couldn't get to this evening as we wrap things up here on this world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's the weekend, baby. It's Saturday. I forgot.
Yeah, man. We're not going to work on anything.
3-day weekend, in fact, because we've got President's Day coming up. President's Day, originally the birthdays of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, but a day to celebrate all of our commanders-in-chief, great men, yes, flawed, but hey, they led a great country the best way they could. So we celebrate the presidents on Monday, President's Day. Now, jilted lover, fly post, pics of ex-boyfriends, privates. Dateline Northern Sweden. An 18-year-old woman in Northern Sweden has been charged with harassment after taping pictures of her ex-boyfriend's private parts on lampposts near his home. The scorned teen also scrawled her 24-year-old ex-boyfriend's name and phone number on the pictures, along with an unflattering comment about the size of his sex organ. Oh, wait a second. If she's got the pictures up there, then I guess she could say she ain't got much to say, right?
Yeah, well, you got to tell them it's small when they can see that.
Exactly. Anyway, appalled that her former beau had ended their short dalliance, the 18-year-old peppered him with text messages imploring him to rethink matters, even though his penis was too small. I guess I don't understand. In Jerusalem, Palestinian protesters have added a colorful twist to demonstrations against Israel's separation barrier, painting themselves blue and posing as characters from the film Avatar. The demonstrators also donned long hair and loincloths Friday for the weekly protest against the barrier near the village of Belin. They equated their struggle to the intergalactic one portrayed in the film. Israel says the barrier is needed for its security. Palestinians consider it a land grab. The protests have become a symbol of opposition. They often end in clashes with Israeli forces. And, of course, the reason why they've painted themselves that way is because the people in Hollywood have said, yeah, that's what the movie's about. It's about racism and, you know, Anyway, Indianapolis Colt fans may have had their dreams of a championship punctured on Sunday, but a football fan at a party suffered a much worse fate at a post-Super Bowl fight early Monday morning. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says the Key Wester had his testicles punctured during the brouhaha. Here's what happened. Deputy Becky Heron says E. Lee, age 27, who lives at the home of Starfish Lane on Sugarloaf Key, where the bash was taking place, was reportedly trying to get people to leave because it was late. Another man, 42 years of age, Van Fing, said he was playing cards when Lee told him to leave. He got angry. Then the two men started to angrily erupt, and then somebody smashed a beer bottle. You get the idea. The world-famous Phil Hendry. I don't want to go into it. Phil Hendry Show. See you Monday. No, Tuesday.
Phil Hendry.